I'm Pamela Williams, and welcome to the first episode of That Makes Sense, the podcast. My plan for this episode was to introduce myself and talk about who I am and what I want to bring to you in the episodes to come. But I feel compelled to talk about something else. I'm sure you've seen the memes and posts on social media saying, check on your strong friends. That's good and all, but sometimes that's not enough. Stay tuned so that I can tell you why. The deaths of Kate Spade and Anthony Bourdain have left a lot of us reeling. Everyone is wondering, how could this happen and why? I've seen post after post on social media saying, check on your strong friends. One said, check on all your friends, strong or not. And yet another one said, you never know what a person's going through. This is all true. But let's be real. Most of your strong friends aren't going to tell you when they're going through the storm. I know I didn't. We all have that friend that no matter what, you can turn to them for advice and encouragement. You can call them in the middle of the night because you are pissed off at your significant other, and they will get up and talk to you. This is the person that just seems to get it, no matter what it is. They are the ones that have it all together, or the one that seemingly has no problems. It's not that we don't have problems or that nothing gets to us. It's that we know how to hide it well. I wear what some psychologists call the mask. And in order to help someone wearing a mask, you have to understand exactly what that is. Famous psychiatrist Carl Jung called it the persona. It's the face that the strong person puts on when they get up in the morning. It conceals the pain. It keeps everyone from seeing what's really going on. Now, I have mastered the art of the mask. People can ask me how I'm doing, and I'll break out in that winning smile with a twinkle in my eye, and I'll say, I am awesome. It is a lie. That twinkle to the untrained eye are probably leftover tears. I succeed in fooling folk. No one ever knows I was a wreck. And before counseling, you would have never known. I have learned to be more transparent and more vulnerable. And I can tell you, I don't like always being vulnerable. There were times in my life when I saw my vulnerability as being weak. How could I help people if I needed help myself? I remember going to my psychologist, and she greeted me, and as I walked up to a particular session, and she said, hello, and how are you doing? I smiled and I said, I'm doing great. She said, ah, Pam, there's that smile, so bright and pretty, but what's behind it? What's behind the mask? And I can tell you, when I left that session, I was loud and angry and pissed. I've known for quite some time that I wear a mask. It was pointed out to me almost 2 decades ago. I was just forced to deal with it in 2015 after a bad breakup. But that's for another episode. I wore that mask everywhere, even at home around family. Now, I can't speak for everyone that deals with depression and wears a mask. I can only tell you about me. I know the mask is multifaceted. It controls the emotions in public. It allows you to be there for everyone else. Yet when you're not around people, it craves solitude. It craves distance from everything and everyone. Now, what I didn't tell you is that I'm also an introvert. Yet I'm a forced extrovert. I get invited to events and get-togethers all the time. I don't want to go, but I go and I paste on that smile. What you need to know about people who wear a mask is that they look different from the way society has taught us depression looks. The mask wearers aren't lying at home in the bed in the dark all the time. We often have full-time jobs or are entrepreneurs. We hold down and run households and have active lives. Behind closed doors, some of us are suffering from panic attacks, low self-esteem, insomnia, and yes, in some cases, suicidal thoughts. So I want to give you some tips to help that strong friend. Number one, listen. Truly listen, especially to what's not being said. Number two, don't let the whole conversation be about you. You know how you have that friend that calls you and they want to tell you about something that's going on in their life, and they go on and on and on, and they never take a breath. They never stop. Don't be that friend. Number three, be that confidant. Again, people who wear masks often feel that voicing their problems is a sign of weakness. Number four, once we open up, it alleviates some of the pressure. Confirm that you want to be there for them, and when appropriate, suggest counseling. Now, side note, suggesting counseling is a tricky subject. You have to walk on a tightrope when doing that. You've got to make sure that you are at the right place at the right time, saying the right thing when you do that. And you also have to understand that that person has to be ready to hear it. If you sense that they're not, back off. Pick another time. The next thing I want to say is one of the things I realized is that until I admitted to myself that I wore a mask, no one could help me. Understand that you might not be able to help your strong friend. They might not want to open up. You just have to resign that fact. But leave the door open for communication. Let them know that you're always there, because I guarantee you they may need you at some point. Lastly, I want to say, if you or someone that you know needs help, please call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK, 1-800-273-8255. I hope that some of these tips have helped you to help someone else or to help yourself. I hope that you're looking at depression from a different perspective, understanding that it doesn't look like we've been taught that it looks, but that you have to understand that sometimes you have to just look differently. I want to thank you for listening to today's episode of That Makes Sense, the podcast. I want to be of help to anyone who needs it by sharing who I am and my journey. Every Monday, a new episode of That Makes Sense, the podcast will be up. Favorite it and share it. You can reach out to me by going to my website, thatmakessense.net, or by email at thatmakessenseblog@gmail.com. Until next time.